Today's daf is Krisus daf Chaf Aleph. We just started yesterday at the end of the shir, the fifth parak of Maseches Krisus, and the Mishnah discusses the Isra of Achilas Dam. The Mishnah had said, so we might as well start again. Achol Dam Shchita Bebehema B'chayi Ba'ov Bein Tmein Bein Torin Bein Nechir Bein Tmein Bein Torin. If you eat Dam Shchita of a Behema Chayi or an Ov, the blood that comes out when you shecht an animal, whether it is a kosher animal, whether it's a non-kosher animal, or Dam Nechira, Dam Ikur, Dam Akazah Shanasham Yotzei Bo, any blood that kills an animal, the blood that comes out as an animal is dying, chayav and alav. Your chayav on such dam, a person's chayav karis for achilas dam. Dam hatchul, dam halev, dam beitzim, the dam of the spleen, the dam of the heart, the dam of the beitzim, is machlokes rishonim 2 days in Rashi, whether dam beitzim over here refers to dam of the male part of the anatomy that's referred to as the beitzim, the dam of the testicles, or it refers to dam of actual eggs, like chicken eggs, that you find dam in them, dam chagovim, dam hatamtsis, or blood of grasshoppers, or blood that trickles out, that's not part of the initial squirt of blood when you've shecht an animal. All those cases ain't chayav nalav. You're not going to be chayav kares for eating such dam. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv b'dam hatamtsis. But Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes to Dam Hatamtzis, you are in fact chayiv for eating Dam Hatamtzis. So this is this is the Mishnah we discussed yesterday a little bit, the Dam Beitzim issue. We pointed out that Rashi writes that it refers to Beitzei Zachar Shel Ha'ayil V'Shor, the dam of an animal in the Beitzim of the male. And Lashon Sheni Rashi says that Beitzei Tarnagoles, that Hamuzaros Shenis Admu Machmas Chamim Oseim Shiyashvaleim, that the mother started sitting on the egg, preparing the egg by sitting on the egg, and the egg started to develop, and therefore it has dam in it. Tosos rejects the first pshat in Rashi that it refers to the beitzim of a zachar, of an ayil, because the Gemara is going to say that we exclude dam beitzim because they're not a min basar. That the reason dam beitzim, we're not including the isra of dam, is because it's not a min basar. Well, it's hard to say that that's not a min basar if it's referring to a part of the animal's body. So the Acharonim tried to be miyashev Rashi. They try to figure out how to make sense out of Rashi. So the Aruch Lener suggests that maybe the din of the Mishnah and the din that the Braisa, that the Gemara quotes from a Braisa, is not the same halacha at all. Minienachinami tells us that's a very good point. In the Braisa and the Gemara, we say that Dam Beitzim excludes. That Dam Beitzim is excluded from the fact that we say that it's got to be Dam of Basar, and Beitzim is not Basar. In the Mishnah, however, it might not be referring to that same halacha. The halacha in the Mishnah is telling us which dam you're chayiv kares on and which dam you're not chayiv kares on. So all it's saying is that the dam beitzim of a zachar, you're not chayiv kares on, but it may very well still be included in the lav, still be included in the losase. Whereas the brisa might be referring to what dam is not included in the losase at all, and that's referring to the dam beitzim of an egg. That's how the Aruch Lener understands. How to perhaps be miyashev shitas Rashi. Now it should be noted the isra of achilas dam. The Rambam writes that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot Shorish Tes points out that we find 7 separate times where the Torah tells us about the isra of achilas dam in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, and Parshas Achremos. Throughout it, just over and over again, the Torah tells us, Parshas Re'ei tells us about the Isser of Achilas Dam. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that all of these Isurim of Achilas Dam are considered only one Los Haseh. It's considered one Lav in the Torah. It doesn't get counted as 7 separate Los Haseh. And don't think, says the Rambam, that because it's said 7 times that it should be 7 separate mitzvos, and don't think that that you would get 7 separate Malkios for Achilas Dam, because we don't find anywhere that you get more than Malkus Achas for eating Dam. All of the lavin, all of the asharos that you find by dam, says the Rambam, are lechazik ha'isser, to let us know how severe an isser it is. But just to let us know that it's an avon gadol ma'od, that the Torah says it over and over again for emphasis, to let you know that it's a very severe isser, but not to let you know that it's multiple isserim. It is a single isser. The Ramban in his Hasagos, the Sefer HaMitzvos, is cholik on the Rambam, and he says no. Certainly, an isser for each each Isser, you would get Malkus. By Achilles Dam, really you should have gotten 7 Malkus. The reason why you don't get 7 Malkus for Achilles Dam is because each of the 7 Psukim is used to derive a different din legabe Achilles Dam. That the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Chamisha Lavin Bedam, Lama, this we're going to have, the Gemara says, why do we have 5 Los Ase Bedam, Achas Dam Chulin, Vachas Dam Kachem, Vachas Dam Kisoy, Vachas Dam Evarm, meaning each of the Psukim refers to something else. So since each of the Psukim refers to something else, any time you are Ochel Dam, you're really only violating one of those Psukim. But certainly when the Torah says something 7 times, it would mean that it's 7 separate Isurim. The Torah doesn't just repeat itself, says the Ramban, for emphasis. That's not something that the Torah does. Okay, says the Gemara now. No, but there's no, you're not shechting kosher animal, a non-kosher animal because you want to eat it. It's just saying that the dam, it would be included in the Yisra of Achilles Dam, meaning any blood that that an animal loses its life from is included in the Yisra of Achilles Dam. Meaning one could argue non-kosher animal, one would have thought, includes only, and may actually be true, when we say the Yisra of Behemah Tameh, that's going on the basar, that's going on the edible parts of the Behemah. Dam is a separate Yisra. So we're saying, yeah, that separate Yisra of Dam applies to Behemah Tameh as well. It's not that, right?
It goes one step further in all these cases. Even if you don't kill the animal, you just draw blood, like the person donates blood.
Yes, so the Gemara says that's not included in the Yisr, when you stam draw blood. It's only when it's the blood that's going to, right? The Dama Kazu is only Dama Kazu Shanashama Yotzeba, the Mishnah says. When you're drawing blood, right, otherwise it would not be included in the Yisr Karis, at least. We'll see, well, it might be some other Yisr, but it certainly wouldn't be the Yisr Daraisa that carries with it a Karis. So says the Baisa, Tan Rabbanan, Kol Dam Lo Sochlu. The pasuk says, Kol Dam Lo Sochlu, you're not supposed to eat any dam. It says, B'chol Moshe Sechem, La'of V'la Behema. That's how the pasuk reads. So Shomei, and Afil Dam Hal Cheshtayim, I wouldn't think that includes even blood of humans that are included in the Yisr, Dam Beitzim, and also Dam of eggs, and Dam Chagavim, and the blood of grasshoppers, and Dam Dogim, and the blood of fish, HaKol B'chlal. I would assume that's all included in the pasuk. That's why Tamalomar La'of La'Behema. That's why the pasuk gives a specific example of which kind of blood is aser, the blood of Of and the blood of a Behema. So whatever blood is going to be aser has to be similar to Of and Behema in the following way. Ma'ofu Behema miyuchadin sheyesh ben tumah kala v'tumah chamura. Just like Of and Behema can have both a lower level tumah and higher level tumah, meaning lower level tumah like tumas ochlin and higher level tumah like tumas nevela. V'yesh ben Isr v'heter, and Of and Behema have Isr and Heter, which we'll see what that means. V'hein min basar, and it's also a type of meat, av kol sheyesh ben tumah kala. So too, only things that have tumah kala, that could theoretically have tumah kala, will you have an Isr dam associated with it. So that excludes otzi dam mahal cheshtayim, sheyesh ben tumah chamura, vein ben tumah kala. That excludes dam of human beings, because human beings have tumah chamura. Human beings do not have tumah kala. Human beings are never tamei as ochlin. It's not, people aren't food. They do have tumah chamura, though. They do have tumas meis. There is severe tumah on human beings. So dam of people is not included in the iser of achilas dam. Before we go weiter in the brayso and see what else we exclude, the achronim have difficulty with the Lashon of the Gemara, that we find a few times in Chazal that Mahal Cheshtayim is a reference to people, but why doesn't the Gemara just say Yachal Afilu Bnei Adam? Why does it have to dafka call them Mahal Cheshtayim? So the Tos Yom Tov Meseches Bikurim, in Meseches Bikurim Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Tos Yom Tov deals with this, and he writes that maybe the Tana wants to use a lashon that is all inclusive of different types of people, even goyim. But if it would have said just Adam, so there is a machlokas in Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph whether Adam, the term Adam, includes goyim. Whether we say Atem Kriyim Adam Velo Goyim, that Jews are called Adam and not goyim, or do we say that all of humanity is called Adam? So in order to use a lashon that fits for everybody, so we daft use the lashon of Mal Cheshtayim. Now on the side of the Mishnayos and Agos quotes Rishon Tzion on the side of the Mishnayos over there in Bikurim, he points out that that's not such a great answer, because the Gemara in Yevamos itself, or Tosos rather, in Yevamos on Daf Samach Alef and Aleph, and Tosos Baba Kama says the same thing, says that the word Ha'adam, according to Kol HaDeos, includes Goyim as well. Even if you say Atem Kriyim Adam, that only Jews are called Adam, Adam Ki Yamas Ba'ol, only Jews have Tumas Ohel, but Ha'adam would include Goyim as well. So why does it have to say Malchei Shtayim? Just say Dam Ha'adam. Why does it have to call it Dam Malchei Shtayim? So we're back to our original Kasha. That's what the Rishon Tzion points out, that the Teretz of the Tos Yom Tov is not so satisfying. So the Aruch Liner, the Aruch Liner suggests that maybe the Mishnais and the Brisos, if it would have said B'nai Adam, maybe they initially did say B'nai Adam, but because we were worried about the Alilos Hadam, the Aruch Liner says, and again, that's our Pesach connection, because we were worried about blood libels, that if we talk about an Isra of Achilas Dam, it's going to imply that there is some sort of inyan of Jews eating Dam, so that's why we took away the text of Achilas Dam of B'nai Adam, and instead we went with Achilas Dam of Mahal Cheshtayim, and says the Aruch Liner, V'day L'mevin. I don't want to get into this too much, but Day L'mevin, if you understand a little bit about Jewish history and a little bit about the kinds of accusations that Jews have had to face over the years, you understand why there was this great sensitivity not to write something like that. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Viter, Otzi Dam Shratzim, Tap of Chaval from Ralf, Otzi Dam Shratzim, She'ein Bam Tumachamuru. We also exclude Dam Shratzim from the Yisra of Achilas Dam, because Shratzim do not have Tumah Chamura. A Sheretz is never Metame Adam, Metame Begadim. It can't transmit Tumah to that extent. And Otzi Dam Beitzim, She'ein Min Basar. And we also exclude Dam Beitzim, because Dam Beitzim is not a Min Basar. Remember, that was Tosas Raya against one of the Deos in Rashi, that Beitzim must be referring to eggs, because only eggs are not a Min Basar. It can't be referring to the Beitzim of an Ayil or something like that. So again, so we exclude Dam Beitzim, because it's not Min Basar. Dam Dagim, Dam Chagavim, Shekulo Heter. And we exclude Dam Dagim and Dam Chagavim, because they are all Heter. The Gemara is going to explain later on what that means. What does it mean, Dam Dagim, Dam Chagavim, or Kulo Heter? It doesn't mean that there's no Isser of Giranashe by Dam Dagim, Dam Chagavim. The Gemara is going to have three possibilities, and we're going to settle on one in the end. Right now, we're not yet supposed to fully understand what that means, that Dam Dagim and Dam Chagavim are Kulo Heter. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. La'of v'la behema. If you want to tell me all of these rules, so good. The Pasuk is going to give me an example of the kind of Dam that's Aser. But why does it have to tell me two examples, both Of and Behema? Rashi understands this is an implied question. La'of v'la behema, lama namu shneim, shay me'echad me'en yisidon ke'en aprat. Why does it have to say both, says Rashi? From either one of them, I would have derived that it has to be similar to either Of or Behema. Why do you dafka need to tell me both examples of Of and Behema? So says Gemara, Ima Of Shein Baklayim, Af Behema Shein Baklayim, because had it said only Of, I would have said, if it only would have said Of, I would have said Of, where there's no Isser of Klayim. That's another qualification you need in order for Dam of the animal to be problematic. So only those Behemos where there's no problem of Klayim would have an Isser of Achilas Dam. So that's why Tamalom of La Behema, the Torah says, no, La Behema teaches me that any Behema, even if it's a type of Behema, that does have an Isra Klayim. What kind of Klayim are we talking about? The Gemara will discuss later on as well. Because there may be an Isra Klayim by birds also. There are different types of Klayim, though. If you learn Masechta Klayim, there's Klayim of Kilei Behema, of mixing animals together, interbreeding animals. There's Klayim of working animals together. There's Klayim of mixing wool and linen, of shatnis. There are all sorts of different. There's Kilei Zra'im. There are all sorts of different klayim. So exactly which category of klayim we're referring to, the Gemara is going to discuss later on. So, and why does it have to say Of? Why doesn't it just say Behema? Ima Behema She'ena Be'ema Labanim Af Of She'eno Be'ema Labanim. So if it would have said Behema, I would say, yeah, behema is not included in the iser of osav espino. So to any bird that's not be'ema lebanim doesn't have the iser of emal, not osav espino, of emal lebanim, of taking the mother when the child is still there, of shiluach hakan. That just, I would think that the only time there's an iser dam is like by a behema where there's no din of shiluach hakan. So to only an oaf that doesn't have a mitzvah of shiluach hakan would be included included in the Yisra of Achilas Dam. What kind of oaf doesn't have mitzvah Shiluch HaKan? An oaf Tameh. A non-kosher bird doesn't have mitzvah Shiluch HaKan. The mitzvah Shiluch HaKan is only by a kosher bird. So I would have thought that only non-kosher birds are included in the Yisra of Achilas Dam. Tamalomar, la'of v'la behema. That's why the Torah has to give two examples, to know that we only exclude dafka the things that we pointed out, the qualities that we pointed out, that it has to be something that's tumakala vichamura, has to be iser veheter, it has to be all of those things, all the qualifications that we pointed out in the Brisa, but no additional qualifications. That's why dafka has to say both oaf and behema. So says Gemara, but wait a second, ve'ema kol dam klal, ofu behema prat. Maybe we should say that kol dam is a klal, ofu behema is a prat, and therefore klal prat in b'chal al mashe b'prat. The rule is, when it says a general statement followed by specific examples, the general statement only includes exactly what's in the specific examples. So ofu behema in midiachrina lo. So maybe only the dam of ofu behema is included, but any other dam is automatically excluded. So says the Gemara, no, because nefesh asher tochel kol dam chazer klal. Pasuk goes on to have it, the very next pasuk says kol nefesh asher tochel kol dam v'nichus nefesh yimei ameha, and that's a very general statement. So it's not a klal uprat. It's a klal uprat uklal iatodon elakena prat. So since it's a klal uprat uklal, so we don't only include these specific examples. We include anything that's similar to the specific examples. So anything similar to ofen behema is automatically included. So frek the Gemara, can you make a klal uprat uklal out of this? V'lo dami klal basra l'klal kama. Klal kama lav klal basra kares. How can you compare the first klal to the second klal? The first klal just says lo sochlu, that kol dam lo sochlu, that you shouldn't eat. The second klal is much more specific in terms of what happens if you do eat. It says kol nefesh tochel kol dam v'nichrisa ha-nefesh yimei ameha, that there's a chi of kares. So can you make a klal uprat uklal when the first klal is just a lav and the second klal is a kares? So says Gemara, haytam d'bei Rabbi Shmuel kol uprati darshinon min adin gavna v'yafal gav d'lo domi kol basra l'kol kama. Yeah, we're assuming like the Tanna d'bei Rabbi Shmuel that holds that you can learn a klal uprat uklal even when the klal kama and the klal basra do not align with each other. Even though the klal kama is only a lo sase and the klal basra is a kares, we're assuming like that shita that you can still learn a klal uprat uklal. Fine, says Gemara, Amar Mar. Klalu pratu klali atodon el kena prat. Ma prat mufurish dover sheesh bo tumakala, vitumachamura, viesh bes veheter, viesh ben min basar, av kal dover sheesh bo tumakala, vitumachamura, vichule. What items do we say the examples of ofu behemar teaching me are included in the Isra of Dam? Only those types of things that have both tumakala and tumachamura, they have both iser and heter, and they are min basar. So we already said what that doesn't come to include. How blood of beitzim is not included, blood of mahalke shtayim is not included, blood of dagim and chagavim is not included. What is included beyond ofu behema? Is there any other blood that we are coming to include? So af kol d'ketani l'suyemai. When we say af kol, so to any blood that has these characteristics, that shares these characteristics with ofu behema, is included in the Yisra of Dam. Well, what is that? What's that coming to include? So amravad barav l'suy damo shel koi. It's coming to include the blood of a koi, of a safik chaya, safik behema, a certain type of animal that's neither chaya nor behema. So says more, wait a second, Mike Kosover. What exactly do you hold about a kai? Ikas of a kai sveka who is so called a meser sveka? If I already know the blood of a chaya is aser, and I already know the blood of a behema is aser, and a kai is a suffix whether it's a chaya or a behema, but it's definitely one or the other, why would I need a pasuk, a drasha, to teach me that blood of a kai is aser? Of course it's aser, whether miman of shach it's aser, whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behema it's aser. Ela kasavar. No, we must be assuming that a koi is not a suffik chaya, suffik behema, but definitely one or the other. Rather, it's its own third category. So that's why we need this drasha, the klal uprat uklal, to tell me that the blood of a koi is also included in the Isra of Dan. Now, the Gemara uses this expression of koi beriyu b'fnei atzmahu in other places as well. The Gemara Maseches Chulin on Daf Pei Amud Aleph also says many different shitos about what the status of a koi is, and brings shitos from Yossi that koi is a beriyu b'fnei atzmahu, and he said, v'lo chriyu b'chachamim hi min chayo min behema. But the chum, we're not machriya, what it really is it a chayo or is it a behema? Bema. So Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara over here explains that Koi is Beri B'fnei Atzma, that is not the, and it uses the same Lashon that Rabbi Yossi uses in Chulin, it doesn't mean the same thing that Rabbi Yossi means in Chulin. It's a very strange thing about Shas. Sometimes you have the same exact word in different places, but it means two entirely different things. The same phrase in different places, and it means entirely different things. Over here, when we say Koi Beri B'fnei Atzma, it means something entirely different than it does in Chulin. How do I know? Because in Chulin, when it says Koi Beri B'fnei Atzma, the follow-up line is V'lo Ichriu B'chachamim Min Chayu Min Behemu, that the Chachamim haven't decided which category it belongs in. Which means, what does Beri B'fnei Atzma mean? Not that it's a third category. That it's one or the other, the Chacham just couldn't figure out which one it is. Over here, we definitely don't mean that, because we just got through saying that if Koi is a Suffolk, then you don't need this Drasha. You only need this Drasha if it's not a Suffolk. What does it mean it's not a Suffolk? It means Koi Beri B'fnei Atzma, that it's a third category. It's not just the Chacham haven't decided which category to put it in. No, it's a third category. It's its own separate thing. It's a very unbelievable thing that even though it says the same exact phrase, it means entirely different things. Rav Shach always likes to point out the word Chazakah. You see the word Chazakah in Shas comes up and means five different things throughout Shas. The word means in different contexts, the same exact word can mean different things. You also have sometimes where different phrases in fact mean the same thing. You might have different phrases that really do mean the same thing. So you have to be careful about this kind of terminology. So that's what Tosfos points out when it comes to this expression of Koi Beri B'fnei Atzma. So anyway, it says in Mar Ashkan Damo, Chelba Minalas, and we find that the Dam of a Koi is Aser from this Drasha of Klal Prat Klal. How do I know that the Chelev of a Koi is also Aser? So Mikol Chelev, we learn that from Kol Chelev. The Kol is the extra Riboy to include the Koi. Nevlas of Minalan, how do I know the Nevela of a Koi? Mikol Nevela. Gira Nasha Minalan, how do I know the Gira Nosh of a Koi is also included in the Yisr? Because it says Kafa Yerech, and a Koi has a Kafa Yerech, so that's how I know that a Koi is also included. Now the sheet of the Rashba in a Tshuva, the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Samach Dalet, is that Gira Nosh of an Adam is also Aser, because Gira Nosh is Tali and Kafa Yerech, and a person also has a Kafa Yerech. So, plus, says the Rashba and the Tshuva, the whole list of Gira Nasha was first said by an Adam. It was with the Yaakov Avinu, with the fight with the Malach. So that Al-Kain, the Torah says, it's because of that that we have an Nisr of Gira Nasha, so that's why there's an Nisr of Gira Nasha, even by an Adam, says Rashba and the Tshuva. So the Hagos Radal points out that our Gemara is Muchach like the Rashba, because the whole Sugi is only going like the Shita, that Koi is neither Behema nor Chaya. And still the Gemara says that since it's Tali and Kafa Yerech, anything that has a Kafa Yerech, even if it's neither Behema nor Chaya, is going to be included in the Yisr of Gira Nasha. So Adam is neither Behema nor Chaya, and therefore Adam should also be included in the Yisr of Gira Nasha. However, the actual Shita of the Rashba, the Sha'ar Melech, writes that the whole Shita assumes that Gira Nasha of an Adam is Aser is only L'shitaso, where the Rashba and the Tshuva explains that Basar HaAdam is Mutter, that the Rashba holds that May Ikar Adin Midaraisa, there's no Isser of eating Basar HaAdam, of eating human flesh, because by Adam there's no Din Shchita, and there's no Isser of Basar Minachai. But the Rambam disagrees with the Rashba on this issue. The Rambam, Machol Surah Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, holds that there's an Isser of Basar Adam. So it turns out that the din of an Adam is like a din of Temeim, and there's no Gira Nasha by a Behemah Temeah, by a non-kosher animal. So just like there's no din of Gira Nasha by a non-kosher animal, there will be no din of Gira Nasha by a kosher animal. The Rashba's Shita, that there's an Isser of Gira Nasha by Adam, only works with the Rashba L'shitaso, that an Adam is actually a kosher animal, that an Adam is not considered like a Temeah. That's the age-old question. If a waiter comes to serve you pork, is it better to eat the pork or is it better to eat the waiter? Right? What's better to, halachically speaking, is it better to eat the human being or better to eat the pig? So halachically speaking, it's better to eat the person than to eat, assuming he's dead. Then, right, you're not allowed to murder, but assuming he's dead, what? You don't have to tip him, right? So, but it's halachically speaking, that would be better. Now the question is, right, what would you actually do? But okay, that would be the halacha. Certainly according to the Shita Sarashba, that it's not a behemoth to me at all. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. So that's how we know Gira Nasha. Tumas of Shkita Minalan. How do I know that it has din of Tumas Michael and also there's a mitzvah of Shkita on a Kai? So Svarim, it'll call me Rabbi Rachman, Kibahema, Tumas of Shkita, Sinami Kibahema. We consider it like an animal for everything else. We consider a Kai like an animal for these halachas as well. Period. Now let's go back to a lot of the phrases that we said that we're going to explain later. We said Otzi Dama Halchishtayim Sheish Ben Tumah Chamur Vein Ben Tumah Kala. That Dama Halchishtayim, blood of a human being, is not included in the Yisra of Dam because human beings have Tumah Chamura, but they don't have Tumah Kala. Uraminhi Baralaskas Tira Chotech Mina Adam Tzarech Machshava Hechsher. If you cut off a slice of meat of a person in order for it to have Tumas Meichel, you need to have Machshava that you want to use it as a food. And it needs to become hukshar lekabel tuma v'kashalan machshava lamali tas chaticha shalom machshava. And we ask, why do you need machshava that I want to use it as food? Shouldn't the fact that I'm slicing it like food be an indication that the machshava is to use it as food? Why do you need actual machshava that you can use it as food? No, maybe you're cutting it to feed to a dog. So frankly, Gemara, what? And that's not enough to make it food. Food includes dog food as well. And just having machshava that you want to use it for dog food doesn't give it the status of food for Tumas Meichel. Frankly, Gemara, velo, it doesn't. Who said making a dog food doesn't mean that it's considered food? That the halacha is anything that's food for human consumption is going to have the status of food and the status of Tumas Meichel unless it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev, until it gets to the point where it's not even edible for canine consumption. So don't you see that even if it's good enough for canine consumption, that would be enough to be considered food, the gabe tuma? Says Gemara, haula suke tuma mine. That's in order to make tuma to remove the status of tuma from it. That's it would have to degenerate to the point where it's not even roi lachilas kelev. The kivin de meikara v'chazil adam la suke mituma ad sheyifsal meachilas kelev. Since it was once roi for human consumption and therefore it had the status of tumas meichel, it had the status of food, the gabe tuma. So it's considered to remain with the status of tuma until it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. But hacha la'achute le'tuma. But over here we're talking about making tuma be chal on it. Ichazi la'adam, here's an important girsa change in the shita. Ichazi la'adam in, ilo chazi la'adam lo. In order for tumas meichel to be chal on it in the first place, so then it needs to be chazi la'adam. If it's not chazi la'adam, then it's not going to have the status of tumas meichel. Just being roi la'achilas kelev doesn't give something the status of Tumas Meichel. It will have the status of Tumas Ochlim if it already had the status of Tumas Ochlim because it was Roy Lachilas Adam. It won't lose that status until it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. But to give something in the first place the status of Tumas Ochlim, it needs to be Roy Lachilas Adam, not just Ra'ui Lachilas Kelev. For different halachos, we find different gedarim of when you need Roy Lachilas Adam, when you need Roy Lachilas Kelev. The Gemara Nevel Dazar Darshans from the Yisra of Nevela, where it says that you're not allowed to eat any nevela, rather legera shabisharecha to then you should give it to gera shabisharecha to goyim who live gertoshev lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara darshins, yeah, that something is only has the status of non kosher food if it's roi legera, if it's roi lachilas Adam. But if it's not roi lachilas Adam, wouldn't have the status of non-kosher food. It would be mutter technically to eat it if not for the concern of achshavei that when you're eating it, you're showing that you're treating it like food. But let's say you have a pill that you swallow where you're not treating it like food. You're taking it for medicinal purposes that has mamish treifus in there. That would be no problem because it's not roi lachilas Adam. But yet we know in Hilchas Pesach, when it comes to Chametz Pesach, not being Roi L'Achilas Adam is not enough. It has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev in order to take away the status of Chametz. Over here also, when it comes to Tumas Ochlin, in order for it to be considered a food, L'Gabe Tumas Ochlin, it needs to be Roi L'Achilas Adam. Once it already is a food, legabe tumas ochlin, to lose the status of food, it has to degenerate to the point where it's not only not roi lachilas adam, it has to become not roi lachilas kelev. But mikal makom katani machshava, But yet it talks about Adam, and it says that that it's with Machshava, it can take on the status of Tumah. And Machshava is by Tumah Kal, it's Tumah Sochlin. So how can you say that Adam only has Tumah Chamura? Over here we see explicitly you could have Tumah Sochlin on a human being, so it's a Tumah Kal as well, so we should not exclude Adam from the Isra of Dam. And so Gemara, how do you mean the Mechayim? Avalachar Misa, Tumah Chamura. No, Mechayim, if you slice off a Basar of Adam, Mechayim, it could have a din of Tumas Ochlin. La'achar Misa can only have a din of Tumah Chamura, cannot have a din of Tumas Ochlin. The Kavasei Gabi Behema, La'achar Misa, wait a second, you want to say that we're talking about the same thing by Behema, that it's La'achar Misa? I Basar Metame Tumah Chamura. If we're talking about Basar, so Behema after Misa is Metame Tumah Chamura. Behema is Tumas Nevela, La'achar Misa. Vim Dam Metame Tumah Chamura, and Dam of Behema also, La'achar Misa is Tumah Chamura. Detanan, Dam Nevela, Spesha Metar Mesil Metamin. Mesil holds that Dam of Nevela has the din of Nevela also. So how can you say that Behema has both Tumah Kala and Tumah Chamura? If you're talking about Behema Lachar Misa, Behema has Tumah Chamura only. Says Mar Lo Nitzrucha El Chedetnan. Nevela's Behema Tmeya Bekal Makom. Nevela's of Tar Bekfarim Tzarech Machshava Vein Tzarech Hechsher. A Nevela's Behema Tmeya, wherever you are, people never plan on eating a Nevela of Behema Tmeya. And Nevela's of Tar in villages where people wouldn't eat it, it's not as disgusting. So in larger cities, people might eat it, but in villages, people won't eat it. You need Machshava in order for it to have Tumah Sochlin, but not Hechsher. Vamle Rav Rabbi Chiya Machshava La. What do you need machshava for? To give it the status of Tumah Kala, to give it the status of Tumah Sochlin. So he goofed Tumah, but wait a second, it's a nevela, it's Tameh anyway. Why would I need Tumah Kala for, why would I need machshava to give it Tumah Kala? It's already Tameh as nevela. So I'm like, Gondika Pachs Mikazayas Nevela, Vitzirful Pachs Mikabetza Ochlin, Tahai Vahai Havi Kabetza. Now maybe I have less than a Kazayas of Nevela, and I put that together with less than a Kabetza of food, but when I put that less than a kabetza of nevela together with that less than a kabetza of food, now I have in total more than a kabetza. So can this less than a kabetza of nevela be mitzari for tumas ochlin? It's not tumas nevela because it's less than a kabetza. So that's the case where tumah kala would be shayach by a dead animal. Ihachi libayinami hechsher da tana de berav shmal al kol zera zera she yizrei mazram yichad neshein sovn tami to chumura v'tzarech hechsher av kol shein sovn tami to chumura tzarech hechsher. But if that's the case, why do we say it doesn't require hechsher? Anything that's not going to become Tameh as with Tumas Nevela should require Hechsher. This Pachos Mikazayis is not going to be Tameh with Tumas Nevela because it's Pachos Mikazayis. So it should require Hechsher in order for it to have Tumas Ochlin. Amalei, Hani Mili Ba'ochlin Da'alma, thus with Pachos Mikazayis Nevela. Now that's in general by foods that don't have any Nevela in it at all. Aval Hachadika Begave, Pachos Mikazayis Nevela, Kivin Dilam Tzarif Le'Kazayis, Lo'Bai Hechsher. But over here, when we're dealing with Pachos Mikazayis of a Nevela, if you were to add a little bit more of Nevela, it would be more than a Kazayis of a Nevela. So that's why it doesn't require Hechsher, because it's considered to be Chazi Litztarufei to a full Kazayis of Nevela. La'afuke meis. But that's what it means. We're excluding Mahalche Shtayim. We're coming to exclude a mace that Afal Gav de Mimalyale Lomatame Tumas Ochlin. Vishum de Batl Daito Eitzel Kaladim. That even if you take less than a Kazayas of a mace, of a human dead body, and you put it together with slightly under a Kabetza of food, and now you have together with both with the Pachsumi Kazayas of the mace and the slightly less than a Kabetza of food, now you have more than a Kabetza together, still it wouldn't have Tumas Ochlin at all, because no one views human flesh as food. That's not a normal thing to do. Halacha not was saying, whatever the Rashi writes in the Tshuva, everyone agrees it's not normal to view human flesh as food. Rav Chananya Amar, afilu temadavi kazayis. You could even say that we're talking about where there is a full kazayis. Hachum ayaskinan, gon shechifo bibatzek. No, maybe the case is, yes, you have a kazayis of nevela, but it still doesn't have tumas nevela, it only has tumas ochlin, because you wrap it in dough. So that's why it's going to have a status of tumas ochlin, because you're not able to touch it to be metami tumas nevela. Frankly, mari hachi hachshir nami nibayi, but then if you're going to treat it like ochlin, it should require hachshir as well. Over here, even though it's wrapped in dough, it's not, and it can't be tamei with tumas magi. You can't become tamei by touching it, but you can become tamei by carrying it, because it still has the status of nevela, and by picking it up, by lifting it off the ground, even though you're not actually touching it, it would still be tamei, and that's why you don't need hechsher. La'afuke meis, ta'afugav d'chifo bebatzig, metami tum lechamura, t'tum bekas v'ol bekas v'yoredes. As opposed to a mace, if you wrap a mace, a basar min a mace in dough, it would still be metame tum lechamura. Why? Because the basar min a mace, exais a basar min a mace, is metame ba'oel. So it would be bokas v'ol, it would shoot, the tumor would shoot right through the dough, and it would still be metame the person. Period. Skip the parentheses. Amarmar. Yotze dam dagum dam chagavim shakulan heter. So we said dam dagum dam chagavim are not included in the Yisra of Achilles dam because they are entirely heter. So my kulo heter. What does it mean, entirely heter? The Gemara is going to have three possibilities. Ilim et chelbo moter. Possibility number one, if you want to say it means that the chelev of dagum and chagavim is moter, hare chaya de chelbo moter v'dama aser. Well, that can't be the way we measure whether the dam is moter or aser, because a chaya doesn't have an Isur Chelev, and still the Dam of a Chaya is Aser. So the Ella, possibility number two, Mishum Delespu Isur Gidanosh. Maybe what we're saying about Dam Chagavim and Dam Dagim, the reason why there's no Isur Dam Dagim and Dam Chagavim is because there's no Isur of Gidanosh on Dagim and Chagavim. Very often Delespu Isur Gidanosh of Damo Aser, but that can't be because we find by a bird that there's no Isra of Gila Nasha, and yet still there is an Isra of Dam. So it can't just be that any time there's no Isra of Gila Nasha, that automatically the Dam is going to be Mutter. By a bird, there's no Isra of Gila Nasha, and the Dam is Aser. Salamai Kulo Heter, says Gemara, a third and final possibility, was what does Kulo Heter mean? To Lobai Shechita, that these things do not require Shechita. Grasshoppers, fish, do not require Shechita. Memela, their Dam is Aser. So Dam, the Heter, the Isra of Dam, is dependent on a requirement of shechita. Amar Mar, another statement that we said that we have to come back to explain because it didn't make sense at first. Ma'ov she'in bo klayim af behema. Tam lomer behema. That I would have thought, had it only said oaf and not said behema in the pasuk when it spoke about the Yisra of Dam, I would have thought, yeah, an oaf, there's no Yisra of klayim. So too, only those behemas where there's no Yisra of klayim, is there yes an Yisra of Dam? What do you mean, no Isser of Klaim by an oaf? Klaim de Mai. As we said, there are three, four different categories of Klaim. What kind of Klaim are we talking about that an oaf doesn't have, an Isser of Klaim? Ilem a Klaim de Harva'a. If you're talking about Klaim of Harva'a, of interbreeding, of mating different types of animals who Klaim de Harisha, or of working two animals together in the field, Vatnan, Chayva of Kayotzi Behen. But we have a mission that says Chayva of Kayotzi Behen, that Chay and oaf do have these Isurim of Klaim. So how can you tell me that an oaf doesn't have these Isurim of Klaim? It does. Elo Amar Abaye, what Klaim are we excluding an oaf from? Shetzimro in Chayavan Lav Mishum Klaim. The wool of an oaf doesn't combine with linen to make an Isur of Shatness. If you have bird feathers, there's no wool of an oaf, it's feathers. If you have bird feathers combined with linen, it's not an Isur Shatness. So that's what we're talking about. Had the pasuk only given the example of Dam of an oaf, I would say, oh, when is there an Isur of Dam? When you're dealing with the kind of animal whose outer coat will not pose a problem of Shatness when combined with linen. But a kind of animal whose outer coat will pose a problem of Shatness when combined with linen, maybe there's no Isur of Achilas Dam. That's why the pasuk Daf got to say, Behim as well. Amrav Yudam Rav. Dam shratzim lokan lov b'kazayis. If you eat dam of a sheretz, you get malchus for a kazayis of dam sheretz. So meisvei, dam atchul, dam alev, dam akloyis, dam evarim, harei lebelos asei, dam halchishtayim, dam shratzim, urumasim asur, ve'ein chayavan lov. It says beferish that dam shratzim, you're not chayav for, my ein chayavan lov, kares. So it says, well, no, ein chayavan lov just means there's no asur kares, but a lav mechayav, but it would still be a lav, and therefore you could still get malchus, it's just there wouldn't be nisr of kares. That maybe that's what it means. So it's not a stira at all. Frak the Gemara chada dahein reisha. First problem is then it's a repeat of what it says in the reisha. Va'o tanami lav nami kami ma'itay diktani yatzadam shratzim shein ben tumachamura. Plus we specifically exclude dam shratzim from the lav entirely because we dafka say that dam shratzim do not have tumachamura and therefore they're excluded from the pasuk that says the lav. Remember the pasuk that said that dam lo sochelu was the pasuk that said oful behema. So that same pasuk that we use used to exclude Dam Shratzim was the pasuk of the Lo Sasei. It wasn't just the next pasuk about the Yisr Kares. So how can you say that Dam Shratzim does have an Yisr Lav? We dafka exclude Dam Shratzim from the Yisr Lav. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hisru bo Mishum Sheretz Loka. Mishum Dam Eino Loka. If you eat Dam Shratzim, you haven't violated an Yisr of Dam, but you have violated an Yisr of eating Shratzim. So if you're about to eat Dam Shratzim and someone says, don't eat that, it's Dam, you would not get Malkus, because it's not an Yisr of Echil's Dam. But if someone tells you, don't eat that, it's a Sheretz, you would get Malkus, because you have violated an Yisr of Achilas Shratzim. Amarav, Dam Dagim Shekinso Aser. If even though Dam Dagim is technically Mutter, if you gather together Dam Dagim in a cup, and you drink a cup of Dam Dagim, it looks just like regular blood, that would be Aser Mishamaris Ayin. So Meisve, Dam Dagim, Dam Chagav Mutter, Vafi Lechadchila, but wait a second, doesn't it say Dam Dagim and Dam Chagav Mutter? That implies even Lechadchila, their Mutter. So says Mara, Ubi Shalokinso. That's if you haven't gathered it together, and you're just Dam eating fish with that hasn't been salted or whatever, that you haven't removed the Dam. So that's when it's going to be mutter. But if you gather it in a cup and you drink it all at once, then it would be asur. Ki amarav bishakinso the kavasag gabi malchishtayim b'shalo kinso mi asur. So wait a second. What about by people b'shalo kinso? Is it really asur v'atanya dam sha'al gabi kikar gorova ochlo shel bein hashinayim motzitzo bolo ve'inu choshesh dam that's on a loaf of bread, you could scrape it off and eat it, but dam in between your teeth, you could swallow it with it and not have to worry about anything when you swallow it. Ela kitanya imas nisa di'ispe kashkashim kikam rav asu di'ispe kashkashim. Now dam dagim, it depends on what kind of fish. If there's dam in the kashkashim, in the scales, then it's mutal chachila, because you're not going to confuse that with dam of a behema chayiva of. But if it's less bekashkashim, if it doesn't have any scales, it's not blood in the scales where it looks like regular blood, then there's a concern that it's going to look like regular blood and it's going to be problematic lechatchila. In that situation, even dam dagim would be a problem. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Sheshes, five lines from the bottom.